Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scoreboard last night. Toronto beats Milwaukee in double overtime, 118-112. Golden State of Portland tonight in the NBA. National Hockey League, St. Louis over San Jose, 5-0. Lynx win in their preseason game, 79-75 over Las Vegas. And Seattle and the Twins played again yesterday. Mike Max joins us to talk about it here on WCCO. Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, David.
Well, 1 out of 4, that's all Seattle won, so pretty good road trip for the Twins.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that I've ever seen. I'm sure you could look at the record books, and there have been some amazing series, but the first three games of that series, how they won, hitting home runs, and you know, four home runs in the fourth inning, and doing that a couple of times, and just, you know, grand slam, cycle home runs. I've never seen anything like that. To play that kind of powerball like they did those first three games, I remember one time they had Kansas City in town many years ago, Kyle Loesch and Brad Radke and those guys, and they threw, I think it was three complete game shutouts, something like that, which was just an amazing series. But to watch them do that with home runs and Nelson Cruz and Garver not even in the lineup was just that was something. Probably says a little something about Seattle, but it says that the Twins are not a team that you want to play.
And, you know, in the game yesterday, Maxie, Jonathan Scope almost tied it up in the ninth inning with two guys on, and then he flew out deep to right center field.
Yeah, so think about that. You're going to go pitch against the Twins. And I was thinking about this, as you watch, if you're a Mariner pitcher sitting there watching, what are you – there's nobody in that lineup that can't hit home run. There's nobody in that lineup that's not a real threat to hit a home run. What's your mindset like tonight for the Angels going in? You know, you get so many guys on this team that can beat you. You can't just, you know, you can't walk this guy to get to this guy because the next guy might be the hot hitter tonight. They have really established a nice base, and they're going to be the talk of baseball here pretty soon. Obviously, Houston's really taking off right now, and we saw them early in the year. It's too bad we don't have a series in July where they come to town or something like that. But it's going to be fun, and their pitching's been good. Gibby struggled some yesterday, but in general, they've had solid starting pitching, and if they can just go a little deep with that, they got it.
Maxie, you've been following this pretty closely. They'll play tonight at 8:30, a pregame, by the way, 9 o'clock, or 9:04, actually, first pitch right now, looking at the schedule. Sounds like Ryan Saunders and the Wolves got a deal done, huh?
Yeah, this has never been I don't quite know what the hiring or the talking to four guys and all that stuff has been about. There's never been a lot of, except that we didn't know Gerson Rosas enough to know if he said he was empowered to hire whoever he wanted, and we didn't know if that was true or if he had a side deal with Glenn Taylor that said you're going to hire Grant Saunders right away. But that's been the word from the get-go, and last week as well, I know players believe that to be true. So no one is surprised by that. And the only thing was, when you start interviewing other people, you don't know if somebody's going to blow you away or what's going to happen. But that this is the way that it looked like it was going to end for a long time.
Gopher softball team, the weather kind of goofed them up, so they'll play this morning at 10 o'clock. That Georgia Drake, they'll try to finish that one.
Yeah, so Georgia plays Drake in the finisher, and at noon they pick it up, the Gophers do, with whoever wins that having to beat the Gophers twice. So they're really sitting in the catbird seat right now, because they are exactly where you want to be. Somebody would have to beat you twice on your home turf. Good luck with that. It's been a couple of days now since they played, so it's just weird. Yesterday was, I can't imagine what Georgia thought coming up here in May, experiencing 39 degrees or whatever it got down to yesterday. But the Gophers are just playing. They haven't hit as well as they would like. We had Jamie Traxel on yesterday. And, you know, part of that's you're facing good pitching, but they've had to rely on Pfizer to kind of carry it, and then they've had some key hits. But the one thing they haven't done so far is hit a lot. They're kind of like the Twins. They hit for power. They do a lot of different things. They haven't done that so far, but that's been their only Achilles, and they're just an eyelash away now from the Super Regional.
You and I have chatted about the potential of boys volleyball being a sanctioned sport here in Minnesota. Well, not sanctioned, still in the club process, but you've got over 800 kids playing in this, and the boys decided a champion with Andover winning it.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. St. Paul Harding played Andover in the championship, and it was really something. There was a young man that came up to the two ladies from Shakopee. Walt Weaver's been a big part of this. For sure. But it's gone beyond that. And one of the kids that got a chance to participate in volleyball, his first sport in high school, came up and thanked one of the directors of it for just getting the sport started. And she started to tear up because they've been so involved. And it was pretty emotional. And then St. Paul Harding, volleyball is huge in the Hmong community there. They play it recreationally. And so their team to go to the state finals is primarily kids of Hmong descent. And it's created quite a pride, and to see the people out there that were supporting them from Harding, it was really cool, and they're onto something big here, because for their numbers to grow exponentially like that, and the sport, you know, they use a gym in the spring, so then they've got nets and balls and all the stuff schools already have, so now you find referees and coaches. I'm oversimplifying it, but this thing's going to just continue to mushroom and take off, and it was pretty cool to see yesterday. A lot of kids that would not have been participating in a sport this spring got to play in a state volleyball tournament, and that was fun.
Yeah, and then here we go this week, Max. So we've got postseason action for softball for high school. We have tennis. I know that. There's a swimming, yep. I think, some swimming, synchronized swimming, and I know Blois's daughter's involved in that. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, how can that be? We just got done shoveling, you know? Yeah. How can we get tournaments already, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, there's going to be some good amounts. You play Stillwater today in baseball. That's a great matchup. And softball side of it, you look at Park Cottage Grove and Maple Grove have been playing really well this year. They could end up meeting. So, yeah, and then all of a sudden in about there'll be elimination, you know, Memorial weekends when playoffs kind of kick in and teams get eliminated. It just seems almost unfair because they've barely been able to be outside in nice weather. But, yeah, that's Minnesota.
Yeah, and the Saints won, too, over the Milkmen last night, 9-5. So despite the weather, they got that one in.
Yeah, and they played through it, and you know you can play, but yeah. I mean, just walking in my car yesterday at the volleyball tournament to the parking lot, you know, you felt like you're in the November, you know, winter goes to the prep bowl, you know.
Yeah, it has not been an ideal weather year. Chamber of Commerce not making a lot of postcards in the last 8 months.
No, but we'll get through it. We got through it so far. Twins finally get to play in a warm weather climate tonight. How about that?
Yep.
You know, they've been playing Seattle was nice, but I mean, they've been playing in the cold a lot this year, so they finally get to play in somewhere warm.
I think the forecast in Los Angeles is for a cool day.
Is it really? So maybe it's the Twins. Maybe it follows them.
It's got to be the baseball team. All right, Maxie, have a great day. I'll look forward to hearing you tonight.
You got it. Thanks.
Mike Max, 6:30 tonight, right here on Sports of the Max on CCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.